Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, this is Kennedy. Welcome to Kennedy's Gems. And how are you today? And I trust this is your first of your day is going well. This is the second Sunday in June, which is Pride Month. And I hope, I pray that many of you are enjoying this time and celebrating who you are. Today I want to touch on something that meant a lot to me personally, on the subject of meanings. I remember years ago I wrote an article in that online magazine saying questioning our transgender people modern day meaning. When I was reading Matthew chapter 19, in the beginning of the chapter, Jesus is talking about divorce. Pharisees questioning about lawfulness of man to divorce his wife, and Jesus said that it wasn't always that way, but because of their hardness of heart. Now, when the disciples, after they heard this, the disciples said to him, he said this is the case of a man and his wife, that is not married. Again, that's the moment, but he said to them, not everyone can accept this teaching, but only those to whom it is given. There are eunuchs who have been insulted and both. There are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others. But there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs to the pleasure of the kingdom of heaven. That anyone accept this can. Okay, back in ancient times, eunuchs were castrated men charged in the kings. Household, most notably the harems, and often they were chamberlains of king's courts. So eunuchs have had a measure of power, a measure of some responsibility, and they were important. And while the king and the other matters, his household was taken care of by the eunuchs or the eunuchs of the house. I'll concentrate on verse 12. It says, there are eunuchs who are transferred told me that they knew that they were different from that, as young as they can remember. I always knew I was a girl, or I always knew I was a boy, even though they were born in the opposite gender. Now, there are eunuchs who have been made by English, and there are some who decide to become eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of God. Now, it shows me that there's much diversity in God's kingdom. God is a God of diversity. There have been many people who have been a part of God's kingdom. All the people that Jesus had talked with, he dealt with. People who were women. Some women came from dire space of Mary Magdalene. Many other people, blind men, who were the people who were blind, any person had a deformity to look down upon. Jesus dealt with all kinds of people. And eunuchs were pretty common during his time. And as a person of trans experience, you know, the first part of chapter 4, that touches me personally. I'm not part of the King's Court or anything, but the thing is that God always knew that I was trans. I didn't personally know it until much later on in my life. It was, but I always had the feeling that I was different. And that's the only way to care. It went through my, life. No one thankful that it did. It wasn't a 24/7 thing where I was wondering what it was. But God has used all kinds of people. Some of them weren't noble. Many people weren't noble. Many people weren't part of any kind of religion. Some had different sexualities and genders and expressions. But God used them nevertheless. Now, however God created you, that's how he created you. When I found out that I was trans, I was just wondering how this would affect my Christian ministry, my Christian walk. And that was important to me, my Christian walk, because I didn't want to do anything to jeopardize that. And I remember I had an eye-opening experience when I entered a church. I would enter a church in this building for the first time dressed as a woman. And I remember it feeling like, and I remember it felt right, you know, and it kind of told me that God didn't condemn me for doing it. God doesn't condemn anybody for who they are. He doesn't put anybody down because of their race or their ethnicity or their gender or their sexual orientation. He cares for everybody. And the other thing being about trans is it brought me to a whole group of people that most likely I would have never met or never been associated with. But I got to know many of my counters, my friends. You know, they listen. You know, they have concerns. They're productive. They've been productive. People with productive lives. They're intelligent. They're creative. They have concerns just like anybody else. They want to, you know, we want a life where we can live in peace, life, liberty, and see the happiness. You know, we all want that. And we as trans people want that gender, not minor, anyone be able to see the rainbow. And why is it that there are groups coming out against us? Maybe it's perhaps that we're living our truth. Maybe it's perhaps that we are testing people's Christian love today. You know, I maintain you can't say you love God and then you hate your brother because they're gay or lesbian or trans or they're of another race. You know, is it true love for your brother or is it just a lot of lip service? Jesus never looked down upon anybody. You know, Jesus broke a lot of barriers. You know, one thing about barriers of women. You know, as I read further on in the book of Acts, Philip met an Ethiopian eunuch on the road. Philip witnessed to this man. You want to know about what Jesus is about. And Philip told them, and the man went away rejoicing. You know, so God wants to reach everyone. touch everyone's life. Everyone's important. And God is such very diverse. God is using all kinds of people. He's using all kinds of people now. You know, they're getting, you know, people who are different, touching people in different ways, touching people, other people who probably would never even be thought about or reached or looked down upon. Jesus never looked down upon anybody. And I don't either. You know, we're all different. We all have different abilities. One reason that we have 5 months is that we celebrate who we are. We celebrate that. Not in what I call, you know, saying that we're better than anything. We celebrate who we are. So, and there was a time when we couldn't even do that. But now we can do that. And we're boldness. And I asked the question one time, you know, all about it means. Now, personally, I would describe myself as completely male, not completely female. I've never been castrated or anything like that, but some have had surgery. Some have had surgery. It is a matter of life and death. They've had to have gender-affirming surgery, but some have chosen not to. And that's fine. I've chosen not to. That's fine. Doesn't make them any less of a person or any better. And I can also say that I've never been happier in my life. And as I'm reminded during this fine month, brother, God loves all people. He loves all people. He honors all people. But he never asks anybody to do what they want. God works in our lives in different ways. He knows all our needs. He knows all our needs. He knows who we are. You come to him, he affirms you who you are. You know, people may not understand you. People may not want to know you. God never turns you away. He never turns away. And one day I pray, someday I pray that many churches will come to see this. Many churches and synagogues and mosques and others just come to see this. We're part of God's creation. We are created by God. We are who we are. Just like the evening of this, they just remember that, you know, that God loves you as you are. Yes. Treat everyone the same way. Treat everyone with our diversity. Always has been. Always will be. And this beginning, I pray this lesson has been a blessing to someone. And as we continue to celebrate Pride, this is Pride Month. Celebrate who you are. Celebrate that you can be who you are. Even if it's not possible for you to be out. Just celebrate who you are. At least you know who you are. Once you celebrate who you are, that'll carry you. I bless you. And have a wonderful day. Amen.